I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. The Israel-Hamas war has trickle-down effects on gospel work in Lebanon. Pierre Husney with Horizons International.
When you're talking to Muslim people and the Muslims are saying, how could you as Christians be financing those weapons that are killing people and financing a regime in Israel? It's really difficult to do evangelism, but that is not stopping us.
In October, the Biden administration added Israel to its wider military aid request for Ukraine, Southeast Asia, and the southern U.S. border. That proposal remains gridlocked in Congress today, so nothing has reached Israel yet. But perception is reality. Many Lebanese Muslims think all evangelical Christians believe the same things and that the U.S. government caters to evangelical Christians.
We cannot let these things stop us from sharing the gospel, but we also have to recognize that it causes a lot of complexity.
And history, current events, and the decisions of those in power create one general impression about Iran. Transform Iran's Lana Silk.
We consider Iran closed, impossible, perhaps, hopeless. And yet when we see what God is actually doing, our understanding changes to see that Iran is a land of opportunity for the gospel because millions upon millions of Iranians are disillusioned with Islam.
To know the God of the Bible, Iranians need access to scripture in their heart language and Christians who understand their context. Only four of Iran's 39 languages have the full Bible. Help Transform Iran translate God's word into minority languages at missionnews.org.
It's really important when we come to communicate the good news of Jesus Christ with them, we do it in their heart language.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.